Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, TIAP sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hello!
Hey, ladies!
Welcome back.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to a new episode of your favorite girls, TIAP. She's in a pod, she's in a pizzle.
Yes, yes.
Happy Monday. Happy International Women's Week.
Yes, we're celebrating all women all over the world.
Breaking biases.
Yes, that's the theme for this year.
Doing bits, exceeding, above and beyond what society, you know, tells them to dictates we are doing.
Yeah, and there's so much to celebrate. Like, there are so many women out, you know, specifically in the UK as well, that are just doing amazing stuff in different sectors, whether it's entertainment, corporate, healthcare.
Like, I'm even seeing more women DJs now, and I love it.
Yeah, that's really good.
It used to be such a male-dominated thing, but now we're seeing diversity, so I love it.
So yeah, we're going to go on to that later on.
We are. So to start off this episode, we had a lovely lady jump into our DMs and send us a whole dilemma. So Jen and I,
it was a long one, but we're super grateful.
Detailed, yeah. Thank you for trusting us, sis. We'll let you know. We'll message you that this episode is now out, like promised.
Yeah.
But yeah. So Jen, you'll take us through.
Yes.
The dilemma, and then we'll break it down.
Like I said, and obviously it's anonymous. It's very long. So what I'll do is I will read out certain parts and then summarize certain parts as well. So I'll make sure you guys get the whole picture. Okay, so this person said, "Hey guys, I hope you're all doing well. I listen to your podcast and I have a dilemma and I really don't know how, I really don't know whom to go to or talk to about this."
First of all, thanks for listening to us and for trusting us.
Thank you.
Do not take this for granted. So seriously, thank you.
All right. So I did a semester abroad for 3 months and I met a guy whom I really hit it off with. We made it official shortly after we went back to my country. Now we're in a long distance relationship, in brackets, Europe. Her mum asked her about it. So she told her. And she's saying that without meeting or even talking to the guy, she just started talking about, and that's her mom, starts talking about how bad he is just based on where he's from. So like I said, he's based in somewhere in Europe. She doesn't specify exactly where. Her mom starts, you know, associating negative things with the country that he's from, how the men cheat, how they use women, how they sell people.
Oh, gosh.
The girl, she said that she tried to talk to her mom to try and give him a chance, but she is basically not having it. She says he is really caring and overall a good man as far as she can judge. And the only thing that her mom is going off is his nationalities. And she doesn't think this is fair. She says, "Of course, I am aware of all those things." I guess she's talking about the negative stereotypes. And know that those things can happen, but why write off a whole nation because of some people's misconduct and evilness? She says that her mom She says that her mom has been prejudiced on so many levels, and she's trying to understand why she's thinking this way. She says she's a Christian and she likes to use scriptures on every situation, but why is she not acting like one? She still lives with her parents. She's 22 years old in her final year of college. She's planning on visiting him and some other friends in March. And she told her mom, and her immediate reaction was to basically, again, mention all the horrible things again. And saying that his people don't marry foreigners. So I'm guessing, I'm just assuming that he's of another race or something.
Mm-hmm. Or like another, maybe African tribe.
Yeah. Oh, no, hold on. This is why it's not good to assume. Mm. So she says, mind you, we are both West Africans from different countries.
Right. See, oh. I thought so. So they're African. What? But they're currently in a long relationship, a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
In Europe.
Right. And she says that if I go to visit him, she will be expected to move out and look for another mother and family. And that she wants nothing to do with her. Okay, she's telling her to choose between her mother and her boyfriend. She really likes her boyfriend and this is her first relationship.
Mm. Wow.
So
it's always...
Yeah, so she's saying that, you know, she's my mom and I might be her daughter, but I'm also an adult. I'm not stupid. Every relationship has its risks. Mm. But in life, we live and learn. I would really appreciate your advice and opinion on my situation. Thank you so much in advance. She puts, P.S. We are four kids and I am the only girl and older, and also second oldest.
Okay.
Basically being the oldest at home as my big brother grew up with his dad.
Okay.
So that's just a summary. Like, ooh, I said, it's quite long. Yeah. But
this is loaded. That,
yeah, this is such a loaded one.
I feel like situations are always complex when parents are involved.
Mm.
Especially when they have very strong opinions about who you're dating, because it's, you want them to have their blessing,
yeah,
over your relationship, over your marriage. But at the same time, you have to kind of do what your heart tells you to do at times, especially in her situation. The guy is good to her. You know, from what she's sent us, there aren't any red flags. The main issue is that her mom has a very traditional mindset.
Mm.
And this is why that traditional mindset can be dangerous, because, like, I remember, for example, my parents are Yoruba and Igbo. And back when they got married 28 years ago, they had a bit of resistance because he was Yoruba, my mom was Igbo. And in that generation, they only married their own tribes.
Yeah.
So naturally, there was resistance, but they fought through it. And eventually, my granddad gave his blessing. My grandma gave the blessing. So what it sounds like is that her mom still has that very traditional mindset and she's going to need to let that go.
Yeah.
It's toxic. More time, it's stereotypical that, oh, they don't marry outside of their... More time, it's just things that we've heard or seen. Like, times have changed.
Yeah, exactly.
Times have changed drastically. A lot of those, like, old age traditions happened back then. But now that we're all kind of growing up in the same generation, same area, where you're from doesn't really have as much of an impact as maybe it used to.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, the older generation, like our moms and our parents, I think part of that comes from the fear of that losing that tradition.
Mm.
And I think, you know, depending on how you've brought up your child and ensuring that you instill that tradition, even from young, there are ways to still incorporate that, even if you marry outside of your culture.
Yeah.
But you need to be able to trust and give your child that freedom to do so. And
absolutely.
I think having that ultimatum, or being given that ultimatum of, you know, you either, you know, listen to your mother or you go with your heart, is really detrimental. Because let's say she does listen to her mother, she's never going to be happy. Or she does the other thing and, you know, she has to move out. It's a very toxic way to live.
Mm.
But I do understand it's really hard because she's still quite young. She's 22. She's living in her parents' house. Yeah. And you know how they used to say, like, when you're paying
under
the bills.
Exactly. When you're under my roof, you listen to my rules.
Exactly. So it's really, really tricky to kind of step outside of that. But
so, practical advice, I think first you need to have a conversation with your mom, a heart to heart, a down to earth conversation with your
mom.
But
it seems like she's already had, like, or she's tried, she's attempted to have, like, conversations, and her mom's just not having it.
Could she get a close family member too, an older sibling? You said you're the second oldest, so maybe, I don't know how close you and your older brother are, but could you maybe get him to talk to her? Or if they're not maybe that close, is there someone in your family that can reason with your mom, that can speak to your mom in a way she'll understand.
So she also says here, this behavior I've seen between her and my dad and other family members where she always knows best.
Mm.
So
yeah, this is why she needs someone.
Yeah.
External from the immediate family
that can get through to her.
Yeah. I think, yeah, if you've had the conversation with her and, you know, clearly it hasn't worked, I would say consider getting someone else involved, a third party involved, because the easy way out is to just be like, okay, do you know what? Done with her, whatever. She can think what she thinks. I'm going to continue living my life. I'll move out and live my life. But is that the relationship you want to then have with your mom? Do you want her to always kind of have that? That kind of this disobedient, rebellious child feeling towards
but
you.
But you know, like, I know when I was younger, I don't know why I ever said this, but like when my mom used to get on my nerves,
yeah,
I'd be like, okay, I'm leaving.
You know, like,
go now. In fact, I'll help you pack your bag.
Because they know we're not on it. They know we're not going nowhere.
And I say this because, like, I mean, I don't know to the extent of like how many of these conversations she's had and just how toxic this particular situation has been.
Mm.
But like, I don't know if some of that might also be bluff from her mom. Like, you know how sometimes they want to use like scare tactics and say like, if you do this, then you won't stay under my roof type of thing.
Right.
But like,
Which isn't fair.
But I'm almost kind of thinking like, obviously, always go with what you feel is best and go with your heart. I don't think anyone should be deprived of that. But like, let's say she was to go ahead and continue to see this person.
Mm, but I mean, eventually, like she's leaning.
Yeah, eventually her mom's going to have to just deal with it. She might not be happy with it. But if she can see and, you know, obviously grade it and like slowly introduce him to her, like when it's appropriate, if she can see how well he treats you and, you know, you're both from West Africa.
Mm.
You're both, I'm guessing, you're both black. I mean, I can't really assume. But you, while she might be from different cultures, there's going to be some similarities as well. So
exactly.
It's just showing it sounds that it's possible.
It is possible. And it's the culture thing that they're clearly worried about, that her mom is worried about. It's her mom's mindset. And I don't even blame her mom, because that's how they grew up. That's what they know. That's what they've been exposed to.
Mm.
But a lot of our parents now need to realize that times have changed. Oh, yeah.
That has to change.
Times have changed. Now I'm seeing, and I love it because I feel like our parents are slowly accepting it. A lot of us are marrying outside of our cultures now because you love who you love.
Exactly.
Like, it was years ago where we were so hell-bent on, oh, they must be Nigerian. They must be black. They must be, but you love who you love at the end of the day. It's about if you have the same values, if you both love Christ, because that's a deal breaker for me. But, you know, whatever your kind of deal breakers is, if that is found in an Asian person or a white person, then, you know, do you. But, you know, I hear what you're saying about her mom will have to deal with it, and she will. But it would be lovely if her mom could deal with it, but in a loving way, in a way where she's also happy too.
Yeah.
You know, which is why I suggest, sis, that you get a third party to speak to your mom. You try to get to your mom in other ways. Tell your mom how good he is.
Mm.
You know, show pictures like of what he does.
You know, sometimes I feel like almost come down in terms of speaking wise, come down to their level and be like, oh, mom, all right, look, I understand what you're coming from. Validate their concerns. Yes. Like, I think, you know, sometimes, like
that's
you said,
occupational therapist and speaking, I love it.
You know, sometimes, like, it's hard changing that mindset. Like, if you don't know something, if you're not used to something, it's really hard, like, to take in information that just sounds completely foreign to you. So if you, like, try and validate, and yes, that might mean being the bigger person in a way. If you validate her concerns and kind of come down to her level and almost like, you know, sweeten it up a bit, then maybe over time she might be less inclined to be so kind of harsh with her responses and not really taking in consideration your feelings or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally agree with like trying to have like a third party, but kind of going off what she said of, you know, she's her mom seems to be like that with quite a few of her family members. I think as well, at some point you kind of need to put your foot down and And just, I understand it's hard because you're living on. I don't know what their living situation really is.
Yeah,
like,
but you are an adult. You know, you are an adult. You have found someone that you love, that you like, and and it's serious, you know, according to what you said. So you need to just speak. I love what you said, that actually validating the mom's feelings and also just speaking to them like a human. I think a lot of the times our mums, I know for me anyway, I got a lot closer to my mum as we became older because I just knew that.
Happen, right?
Very, very common because you can just speak to your mum and reason with her like an adult, like a, you know, whereas when you're younger, you just see your mum as, you know, someone you just take orders from.
Yeah.
But now you actually see them as a friend, as a human, still respecting. But so, yeah, try that, sis. I hope it works out well for you.
And it will take some time as well. Like, it's not a quick fix.
It will. It will be a process. But yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's definitely possible with some conversations. I don't know if you're Christian, but prayer also works because there's nothing God can't do. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah.
You will be fine. We are rooting for you. Please give us monthly updates.
Yeah, let us know like how that's going.
And if any of our listeners have any other contributions that you think maybe we've missed or something that maybe you can relate to, maybe you've been in a situation like that, how did you go about it? Let us know and we'll pass on your thoughts.
Yes, definitely. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
For sending that through.
Yes, yes, yes.
Please, if anyone else has like a dilemma or anything, like we'll try our best to answer. If we don't have the answers, then of course we will ask our audience or seek more information.
Yeah.
But please send them through. We're really enjoying seeing them. So, yes. International Women's Day. Women's Week, actually, because there tends to be quite a few events happening around that time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's really exciting. Like Sade said at the beginning, so this year's theme is what? Something bias? Breaking biases?
Breaking biases.
I love how they do like different themes every year.
I wonder how they come up with the themes.
I don't know. There must be some sort of like board or forum or something like that. But yeah, like I think I love how it's such a worldwide
phenomenon
where like women of different ages can come together and, you know, celebrate women from different areas of life, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was International Women's Day celebrated when you were younger, like in school or anything like that?
I don't remember, you know, explicitly if it was or it wasn't. But I know that it's something I've always kind of known about that happens in March because it kind of coincides. Well, it doesn't coincide with Mother's Day, but it's like, I guess, in line with the whole month of March being a time to celebrate women.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that we have, you know, time to dedicate to our successes and all because we deserve it.
Exactly.
What's your favorite thing about International Women's Day, guys? Like, what do you enjoy about it? Do you think it's cheesy? Do you think it's necessary? Do you think it's forced, performative? Or do you actually enjoy the fact that, you know, we have some time to celebrate us?
Yeah.
Ourselves. I mean,
because there's so many, even like in terms of the events that I've been invited to, there's so many. Not at work though, but like I remember when I was working somewhere else before, like they would celebrate that a lot too. But yeah, we kind of wanted to use this opportunity to maybe like shout out a few like female, whether it's content creators or like people who you believe are breaking the bias on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, I mean, obviously, because we are in the podcast space, aren't we?
We are.
I know for me, like personally, and I'm sure actually for you as well and Bianca, since we started, we have received so much support from like our fellow podcasters.
Yeah.
Like it's just amazing.
And like people you least expect as well.
Yeah. Like you know,
from Brown Sugar Awards to other podcasters reaching out to us and, you know, asking us to maybe jump on their pod or whatever. Yeah. and vice versa. And it's, yeah, it's really encouraging. Even from when we did the challenge in April 2021, don't touch.
Oh my gosh, what was yes. it called?
Don't judge.
No, don't
touch.
How does it go again? Don't touch.
No.
That's the only thing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh shoot.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Wow. Okay, maybe we might insert it.
Yeah, exactly. It's, insert it here.
I can't even remember. Wow.
But yeah, even from there, like, we reached out to loads of podcasters and
so many, like,
we had a lot of receptiveness from that, and people really take part. So I feel like there's general support in our community. So we thought, you know, this year let's celebrate some other women podcasts. So
yes, UK as well. Go for
yes, so yes, UK based.
We have No Shade.
Which these girls. Super sweet. They actually really, really are supportive of us.
Honestly,
they are
always commenting.
Yes, always replying to
even
our,
like, in our DMs
Instagrams.
As well. Like, commenting on the episode and giving us feedback.
Exactly. Love it.
Yeah,
love it. So please go listen to them. Check them out if you haven't. They are fun. They're just podcast. They love to just. They're just
I love
funny.
That. Just podcast. They are just, that's like the perfect way to describe
literally. Like, if you know, you just want to hear gist when you're bored at work. You're just you want something in the background to kind of just be listening to make you laugh. That's that's No Shade for you.
And then we've got Black Girls Living as well, who I love. We've met them quite a few times as well, and they're such lovely ladies. And again, it's kind of like a just podcast. Like, I just find myself laughing in the car.
Yeah. And they're really good at what they do. They've built up a really solid audience of people. So yeah.
That's good. And then we have Mama Drama. So we did an episode with them.
We did.
How long ago was that? I can't remember season that was.
I think it was last year. Maybe early last year. Or maybe the year before. I don't know. The last years have been a blur.
Yeah.
But Mama Drama, they're amazing. If you haven't heard of them, they are a duo podcast. Mm-hmm. They're both mums. So that's what their podcast is centered around. And they're just amazing. They speak about the realities of being a young mum. And, you know, does it change your sex life? Did it change your relationship?
Mm.
What was labor like? You know, it was a very interesting episode. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was so insightful. And I just loved how open they were around their experiences and like answering any question, literally, that we had. Which was really good as well. So shout out to them as well. And I think, did they have an event or something? Mama Drama. Maybe I'm speaking that into existence. But yeah, definitely check them out. I've got another one.
Mm-hmm.
Rhyme She. Right.
Ooh. So why do I feel like I've heard of them?
You probably have.
Okay.
So Rhyme She, they're a female music podcast. Mm. So they talk about like music and pop culture. And it's led by Tiana, Ray Sang, who's my friend, and C. Valentina. And yeah, again, the three of them, they're amazing at what they do separately, but then also together as well.
Right.
And they've been, I guess they've been together for quite a bit as well. So I keep seeing them pop up and I know they've been featured in quite a few spaces, and it's really nice to have like a female-led sort of music podcast platform.
Yeah, it's different.
As well. Like, it's different. It's not usually something that I would listen to, but I end up kind of listening just to find out what's happening.
Right. There are podcasts literally about everything. Like,
everything.
There's nothing you won't find a podcast on these days. So there really is something for everyone.
Yeah.
I love all things like career and stuff. So I love Black Women Working podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
They create a space to just talk about the different situations that us as Black women might go through in the workplace, in the corporate workplace.
Mm.
And I think one of them is a teacher, one of them is a lawyer.
Oh, wow.
So it's very diverse, and they speak about their experiences, and it's just really interesting to hear how they navigate the working world, because of course we know that our experiences are different to our counterparts. Let's not pretend. So I love the fact that they shed light on it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's a good listen.
That's good. Did you have another one?
What other female-led podcasts? See, I was telling Jen, I listen to a lot of podcasts, but a lot of them are like American or like preacher podcasts.
Preacher.
But yeah. What other
I mean, if there are any preacher, do you mean like Christian?
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's any, then yeah.
I mean, he's not a woman, but I mean, if you guys want to listen to one of my favorite pastors, Pastor Rick Warren's Daily Hope podcast, then feel free. He breaks down the word and just really simplifies it.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of fact. There's no faff. It's just clear. It's concise. Yeah. It's interesting.
Okay.
So yeah.
Do you know what? There's another one I've started listening to.
Okay.
She's called Toya Talks.
Toya Talks is good. I have listened to her have in the you? Past. I don't know.
I've just come across her and yes. She is just yeah. I just love how she speaks. She's so direct. She talks about like career.
She's unapologetic and unafraid.
Yeah.
You know how so a lot of
like
us,
personal development type
yeah,
of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And she talks about like career because she said that she's had quite a few different experiences, been in quite a few jobs. So she's very, very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And you know, with us sometimes we can tend to be timid. I know I've been guilty of this. We tend to be timid in the workplace because we're just like, oh, let me just, you know, blend in. Let me not do too much. I don't want them to start thinking, oh, this noisy black girl, let me not change my hair too much. Yeah. She does not care.
She is just straight to the point. She's like,
that's her. Nope,
get your bag. And like when I listen to her, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need that kind of confidence.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Definitely listen to her if you are
Toya Talks.
In
good.
Any sort of like career dilemma, whether it's to do with like.
Oh, yeah, I think she answers dilemmas as well, actually.
Yeah. She does actually, whether it's to do with like maybe asking for a pay rise,
yes,
conflict at work. Like she literally covers everything. There is nothing that she doesn't cover.
Yeah. And so, you need that. We all need that. I mean, those of us that are in the 9-to-5 world anyway, we kind of need to hear from someone that's like a big sister.
Exactly.
Who's been there, done that type thing.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of big sisters, there's another one called To My Sisters podcast.
Oh, those girls. I don't actively listen to them like as much, but just from their content, I get so inspired on Instagram, YouTube.
They're so sweet. Yeah. So I met Renee in Oxford. She went to Oxford University. I went to Oxford Brookes, right? So both our ACSs did like, I can't remember. This was years ago. We did like a joint event.
Years ago, you're showing your age, girl.
We did like a joint event. And she's always like, from when I've ever like met her and known of her, she's always been so hardworking.
Yeah.
And then I've also watched their YouTube videos as well in the past, and again they're literally like your online big sisters,
right?
And just the stuff that they talk about and how they articulate themselves in such a way that's very digestible and can actually kind of apply that to your life as well.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I think they need to teach us how they were able to grow so quickly.
They do.
Their growth has been unusual, like very rapid, very genuine, very organic at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's really good. And do you know what's like, again, that kind of brings me back to the point of like, you know, women working together and collaborating. And I think what's really great to see now is women just unapologetically like trying to better each other and there is no competition. Like everyone, all of these podcasts that we've mentioned, like yes, we're all like you know, women, we're all black UK women, but we all have our different spaces and it kind of goes to show to you that there is space for everyone.
Absolutely.
And even some of the podcasts that we've mentioned are similar to what we do, but again, they are different in their own way and we are different in our own ways.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that we can't appreciate them.
Yeah.
So, I absolutely love that. And like a couple of them have done like events and things like that. And even when I go to events and I see them, it's just love. Aww, like, and
that's
what you want.
Yeah.
That's what we want to kind of pass on to the next generation, that, you know, it's not about who has this opportunity, who's got this many. It's how can we better each other? How can we, you know, kind of,
it's a genuine mission, isn't it? Like where you genuinely want to see others do well without the fact, without thinking that it will take away anything from you,
mm-hmm.
because it's very easy to think that oh no, but if I push this person too much, they'll blow and then I'll still be left here on this level. And it's just like, actually, we can all do it together. If we all had the mindset of let's keep pushing each other, let's keep encouraging each other, let's keep putting the other person on these opportunities. Yeah. That do you know what I mean? Like, we could all win. We could all win. And it's something I'm continually learning. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. No, that's really good.
Do you have any more before we round up?
I mean, I'm sure there's a few more. On the day, I think maybe what we should do,
yes.
throwing in an idea, is kind of list out, like make a list, create, you know, ask yes. Bianca, because she's like our brand person.
And by the way, Bianca's in Ghana, by yes. the way, which is why she's not on the episode. I know some of you might have been wondering.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
she'll be back soon.
She will.
But yeah, like maybe collating like a list of different podcasters and just allowing like our audience and even bringing their audience as well, like together to find out about different people within that same field too. So
yeah,
maybe something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, guys, keep your eyes peeled on our Instagram
mm-hmm.
page tomorrow. You might just get a shout out. Yes. And yeah, we just encourage all creators, women creators, like keep doing it.
Yes.
Keep it up. Keep being creative. Keep being original
mm-hmm.
and keep being you, because you're doing an amazing job.
Exactly.
You really, really are. Exactly. But yeah, happy International Women's Month, ladies.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Please leave us a rating. Now you can on Spotify, so there's no mm-hmm. excuse.
Nope, no excuses.
So keep giving us those 5 stars so that more people can see us. We love all the support. Sis, we hope we helped you with your dilemma.
Yes. Let us know how it goes. Keep us updated on
Please.
That. And I'm sure there will be somebody else who's going through a similar situation as well that can benefit from your experience.
Exactly. Well, have a lovely week, ladies.
See ya.
Bye.